don't know that yet. We know that we've taken income.
We do. You got it wrong. It's going to cost over £1 million.
No, we don't know that. We simply don't know.
I'm telling you.
We're currently at a deficit of £750,000, but we still have an ongoing recovery from the scheme into the future.
What would you say, Stuart, pay for it. What would you say to those drivers who were caught out and were threatened with 30, 60 or 90 pound fines?
I would say to them, look at your conscience. Did you realise it was illegal? Why did most of them pay the fines?
you're going to be a heart attack in a minute. Look at your conscience. Behave yourself.
We've recognised that we have a moral obligation here to give the money back. What I say to people is this. Do you really want us to pay even more to you, processing 35,000 30-quid cheques, or not? Would it be better to give that money now to a worthwhile cause? And that's what we're suggesting.
I'm a motorist like all those people who were caught out. If I see a painted bus route and it says bus lane, I won't enter it. In Hemel, you got it very, very wrong. You can't blame this on the drivers. The council got it wrong.
I don't agree with you, Roberto. You've been down there. I've been down there. I've taken people down there who say they wouldn't ever go through there because of the signage. There are many who've gone through there since 1997, every single day. And to break that habit was a difficult task.
All right. So the drivers should look at their moral conscience. What about the taxpayers in Hertfordshire? You're going to have to cough up for this cock-up.
Well, the amount of money that we may have to eventually give out will be reimbursed by future income from the scheme. There's no doubt about it in my mind that this scheme is extremely worthwhile. And you rubbish the fact that we protect bus services, but that's part of our job. We want better public transport in Hemel Hempstead, and we were losing bus routes up and down that whole route from Aylesbury to Watford simply because of Moor Park.
Stuart.